The Spinners, Rubber Band Man from 1976 here on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC, FM and HD. Here when you need us. Good morning, I'm Caleb Jordan.
And I'm Dana Erskine.
We have with us in studio Sarah Burris with the NWRLS, the Northwest Regional Library System. Sarah, how are you?
I am doing good and so happy to be here.
Excellent. We are going to be talking about what's going on at the library, which that is a massive topic. So let's just start somewhere. What's going on?
Okay, well, first, we are open. The libraries in Bay County have resumed our pre-COVID hours, except for the Bay County Public Library is still closed on Sunday. Mm-hmm. So other than that, we're back up and running. We're doing grab-and-go guidelines. So to come in, pick out your books. Computer access is limited to 1 hour. And you can do your browsing again, which is so much fun. But we are still remaining virtual with our programming. So that way we can still be safe and have fantastic programming. This month is just our normal. We've got the story times that take place on Tuesdays and Thursday mornings at 10 a.m. And they get released through the Bay County Public Library and the other library Facebook pages. So follow us on Facebook and check out story times for your early literacy, which is very important. Mm-hmm. And otherwise, we have some fun things coming up in February.
I hear tell that you have a murder mystery coming up.
We have a murder mystery coming up. And not just that, it is a Mardi Gras murder mystery. And they have selected, well, my face to be the person who gets murdered. It's going to be Jessica Jester. And I don't know how I get killed or who kills me. But if you want to find out, check us out on www.nwrls.com to find out what happened to Jessica Jester in this Mardi Gras murder mystery that is entirely going to be virtual.
That's so exciting. And one of the big things is that programming. Mm-hmm. Do you have to have a library card for programming?
No, all the programming is free. Most of them are pre-recorded, so you can either follow us on our YouTube channel, which is Northwest Regional Library System Florida YouTube, or our Facebook pages. Definitely check out our website. All of our events are in there as well. And we have book clubs. Like if one of your New Year's resolutions was to read more books, join one of our Zoom book clubs. You don't even have to be quite in the area of the library. So if it's usually a little bit more of a drive, this will make it a lot easier because you can join the book club from home.
Excellent. But the big thing, you don't, in the same way that the programming is free, a library card is also free.
Yes, and you can check out 20 items at a time, which is amazing. Think of all the money that you're saving in 1 year if you go to the library rather than purchasing all of your books. And your ebooks and audiobooks, we have the Overdrive Libby app, and all of those are free. Because I know like Audible, that's very expensive, but the library card, super free for all residents of Bay, Gulf, and Liberty County. All you need is to go to one of your locations in person with your photo ID and proof of registration. And if you're not local, it's just
$15. Wow. That's
which
wild.
Is less than the price of a book.
Yes, absolutely. So if you don't, go get a library card. It costs you absolutely nothing, and it gives you access to a bunch of resources. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and talk about a little bit more programming going on at the library after a weather forecast from the meteorologist over at WMBB right here on The Mix.